USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is shooting down a report that he wants to pay illegal immigrant families who were separated during the Trump administration. Biden saying any suggestion that his administration plans to pay $450,000 to illegal immigrant families is, quote, garbage, close quote. Biden adding, that's not going to happen. The president has returned to the United States after meeting with leaders in Europe. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell shares his message for the Democrats regarding the gubernatorial races in Virginia and New Jersey on Fox News.
The American people have had enough of all of this excess, and I think they sent a message yesterday, stop, stop. That's the message that should be taken by the Democrats out of yesterday's election.
This is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The New York City Marathon is officially back. A ceremony was hosted Wednesday for the painting of the Thin Blue Line in Central Park. The marathon returns after the cancellation of the event last year due to the coronavirus. During the ceremony, the Vice President of Events and Race Director, Ted Metellus, describes the importance of the event.
The TCS New York City Marathon signifies the true accomplishment of overcoming hardship. This year's marathon will show the toughness of New York, the grit of New York, the determination of New York, the courage of New York.
This year will mark the 50th running of the marathon, which will take place Sunday, November 7th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer putting another voting rights bill before the Senate on Wednesday. It's named after late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. The bill not expected to reach the 60-vote threshold to move forward. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The first coronavirus vaccine for kids as young as 5 is ready to go. This as the CDC signed off on Pfizer's vaccine Tuesday. Still, parental concerns remain high around the COVID-19 vaccine for kids. A report this month from researchers at Northeastern, Harvard, Rutgers, and Northwestern universities found that parental concerns around the COVID-19 vaccination had increased significantly from June through September. Parents remain concerned about whether enough has been done regarding testing, efficacy, side effects, and long-term health consequences. Regarding these concerns, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News,
yeah, I think parents right now are wondering if we get more kids enrolled, will we get more data and understand more about it? We did learn more about the myocarditis. I mean, boys, in adolescent boys, that's as high as 1 in 7,000 boys. Now, in my world, that's high. The complications that we see are clustered around that second dose, and they are there. They mirror the adult complication profile. About 10% of kids have a side effect in that age group 5 through 11. Some have high-grade fevers, about 6%. And there has been one death that was reported in the New England Journal of Medicine out of 136 kids with that myocarditis.
A parade for the World Series champion Atlanta Braves set to take place in Atlanta Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.